Hello?
Good evening. Hi, my name is Marcela and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news. Sorry?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Say that again.
I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. It's only going to take about 15 minutes, so would you be interested in answering a couple questions?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Is it Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered, or anything else?
I'm MAGA all day.
Sorry?
MAGA all day. MAGA.
Okay.
Make America great again.
Okay. Okay, so that was like a qualifying question, so thank you so much, though.
Wait. Hold on. I have a question.
Yes?
Do you know that the 2020 election was stolen by the Democratic Party in the United States?
Not really. I'm not from the United States, so I'm not, like, I don't know a lot about political.
Oh, absolutely. They did mail-in ballots. And they would dump tons of mail-in ballots and dead people voted, and it was completely illegal. It was a coup.
I mean, that happens like in every country. In my country, like when people don't vote, they still use those votes in favor. So
right,
yeah,
what country? What is your country?
It's El Salvador in Central America.
Okay, I know El Salvador. Okay, well, we're on a precipice where we have to fight for this country because we're a beacon of democracy and a republic in this country. And we lost because of mail-in votes and corruption in 2020.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is a puppet president.
From this service, I saw that, for example, in the debate, he wasn't doing great.
No, he has dementia, severe dementia.
Yeah, that's what I saw, because he's old and, like, he has, like he was talking things that weren't, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. He does, and he's trying to... They try to arrest Donald Trump with
he has felony charges, right?
Fake charges. They were misdemeanors, and it's a political attack.
Yeah.
And if you want to know the pulse of America, is we still stand by Donald Trump.
Really?
Yes.
I've had like mixed opinions on that. Like some people hate him, some people love him, some people don't really care.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where the where your phone numbers come from, but yeah, a lot of people I know of, we still support Trump, and we know that the attacks on him are political, like a banana republic, where you try and jail your political opponent.
Oh, that's interesting. But yeah, I basically like didn't know anything about politics since I started to. This job, I learned like a couple of things, but yeah, I didn't know anything about the United States and their like presidents.
No, that's fine. I just want to share my opinion, because I'm sure you get a lot of varying opinions over the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, some people, like, they get mad when I ask, like some things about politics, and they're like, I'm not going to tell you, or they're like, none of your business, or, yeah, things like that. But so thank you.
No, I'm proud of who I support. I support Donald Trump. I'm against corruption. I'm against money being funneled illegally against from the citizens. I'm against war. Yeah. I love Donald Trump.
Is he against war?
Yes.
'Cause
yes,
he dealt with it like better than Joe Biden.
Yes, he is the only president in recent history to not ever start a new war.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Like, he wasn't creating conflicts with everyone.
No, he had peace through strength.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
The only problem I've seen with him is, like, racism.
He's not, though. I think my neighbor is black. I'm not a racist. I support Donald Trump. I think when people call him a racist, that's slander from the left media trying to make people hate him.
Is he not racist?
No, he's not. Not at all.
Oh. Well, I had calls yesterday. Yesterday. And they were mostly African Americans and Hispanics, and most of them, they hate him.
Well, that's too bad. I think a lot of them follow the mainstream media news, which is full of lies. He's very pro-American. African Americans made the most money that they have ever made in this country while he was president. That their unemployment was at the lowest while he was president.
Oh. I didn't
and there's a strong support for him, but CNN, NBC, NBC, all of those, I don't even like Fox News, personally. They're all propaganda.
Yeah.
But, my goal is to educate more. I love my neighbor. My neighbor's black. I support Donald Trump. I'm not racist. I'm fine with anybody who comes to this country legally.
Yeah.
I have good friends that come here. I have a good Brazilian friend who came here legally. I'm all for that. I guess that's all I can say.
That's fair. Yeah. But, well, yeah, thank you for, like, explaining and all that. It was great.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I'm going to go now, though.
Okay. Yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.